supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the terrors of the unknown. He tells you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative ways, he urges you humbly but sincerely, turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me this Wednesday. We have a request this time for an episode from Theater 5 titled Little Girl, Little Girl. We heard it a few months ago on Strange Tales. John wanted to hear it again here on The Horror. First aired February 26, 1965. The series ran from August of 1964 to July of 1965. 260 episodes were produced, including this little creepy one. Here's Little Girl, Little Girl.
Theater 5 presents Little Girl, Little Girl.
Murder, robbery, riots, violence. What's it to me? Sometimes I wonder why I still read the paper. Hmm? Bootsy, go away, scat. You know you don't belong out front here in the store. You're supposed to stay in the back. Cats. Gotta hand it to them, though. They know how to make out in this world. Never get involved with people till they want something. Yeah, you little beggar, you'll get your milk, and you'll be off on your own again, huh? I'll stay that way. You'll never get hurt. That's my philosophy. Don't bother with people, and don't let them get close enough to bother you. Right? Like this story in the paper here. A man was beat up and mugged while mobs of people looked on, and nobody offered to help him. Editorial thinks it was terrible. Well, what's so bad about that, I say? Why should they help? What's it to them? You right, Pussy? Well, I might as well close up the store. 12 o'clock. Nobody gonna buy anything at the candy store at this hour. Streets are empty. Just the way I like them. Huh? Blasted door blew open. Give me a start there.
Hello, mister.
Huh? Where'd you come from? I didn't see you.
I'm very sorry if I startled you. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, that's okay. Come in, come in. If you come and close the door. What can I do for you?
I would like to buy a comic book, please.
They're over there. I don't mess them up now.
Thank you. I won't.
Customers at this time of night. Now go on, Butsy. Get in the back. I'll be there in a little while. Warm up the bed for me, eh? What's a kid doing out alone in this neighborhood? It's not safe. Well, none of my business. Hey, what's that? You got a harmonica there?
Uh-huh. But I haven't learned to play a song yet.
Yeah, I can hear that. Now, come on, little girl, it's late. Did you pick out a comic yet?
Not yet.
Little girl, I want to close up.
Oh, then I think I'll have a plain cherry soda, please.
What?
Don't you make plain cherry sodas?
Yeah, but...
I think it would be good to have one, please. Here's my dime.
For the love of Pete. Here.
I don't want it now.
Look, you ordered it. You paid 10 cents. What am I supposed to do? Just throw it away? Look, you stop blowing that thing, will you?
Oh, does this harmonica bother you, mister?
Yeah, would you just blow it in and out like that? Now, you stop that. I said stop it. It gets me nervous, you know? Didn't you hear what I said? Look, go home. I'm closing up.
But I haven't finished my cherry soda yet.
You said you didn't want it.
Oh, I suppose I changed my mind.
Gee, All right, hurry up. Drink it. And will you drink that soda and go home? Look, little girl.
My name is Elaine, mister, not little girl.
I don't care what your name is. Drink your soda and go home. Hey, where are you going with that? You drink it here at the counter. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, you smashed that soda all over the magazines.
Yes, I know that, mister.
Oh, what a mess. What'd you do that for? You must have ruined $4 or $5 worth of books there. Look, come on, you get out of here. Just get out of here. And don't you ever come back if you know what's good for you. Boy. Oh, that beat all. Spooky little brat. What the... You again? I thought I told you to...
I only came back for my case, mister.
What case?
My roller skate case. I left it over by the magazines. Don't be afraid of me, mister.
Afraid? Who's afraid? Take your case and get out of here.
I bet there's almost a gallon of sticky cherry syrup in this jar, huh, mister?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing? Syrup all over everything. What a mess. I'm gonna call the cops. I'll show you.
You should hang up, mister.
Oh, you do, huh?
Do you see what I've got, mister?
A gun? Where'd you get a...
I said it was my roller skate case, but I didn't say I had roller skates in it. So I think it would be good if you hung up, please.
Well, now, that's a toy gun.
Do you think it looks like a toy gun?
Yeah. All right. I don't know the way they make these things nowadays. Look, what do you want from me, little girl?
Not little girl. My name is Joan.
Joan? Before you said it was Elaine.
Oh, no. Now, why don't you turn completely around 3 times? I think that's a good thing to do now. Would you do that, please?
Turn around? Look, enough is enough. Give me that gun.
I'll shoot you, mister. Really?
No. Yeah. All right. I'll turn around. Like this?
3 times.
That's one. And a two. And a three. Now, look, don't think I'm afraid of you or anything, but...
Thank you for turning around 3 times. Now I think it would be good if you walked over there.
Now, look, little girl, you're making me pretty angry.
It's a real gun, mister. Cross my heart.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll walk over there. Big deal. Now what? Can I sit down now?
I don't think so. Now... Will you please take off your glasses and hand them to me?
Oh, why do you want my glasses?
I think it would be a good thing to break them.
What? No, these are new prescriptions. They cost me a lot.
I wish you would please give me your glasses.
All right, stop waving that toy gun around. Hey, don't scare me. Here, give me that. Little girl, you could have killed me.
It's a very good gun, isn't it, mister? But I bet you didn't know it was so loud. I knew it was loud. That's why I didn't jump when I shot it.
Well, you shattered that mirror.
Oh, yes, mister.
Little girl, you're in trouble. Everybody for blocks must have heard that shot.
I don't think they'll pay any attention. What do you think, mister?
Not pay attention. They got it. They got it prepared to attention.
You'll see. Huh, mister?
Yeah. Look, little girl.
Now I think you'd better give me your glasses. Please. Thank you.
Oh, no. Where'd you get that gun?
I ordered it from a catalog. I thought it would be a good thing to do.
What do you want from me?
Well, right now, I think you should make me another plain soda. This time, great, please.
Watch out how you handle that thing. It could go off.
I know that, mister.
I'll make the grape soda. That's the last drop of seltzer water I had in the tank. Down the drain. Now are you happy?
That was very good, mister. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I guess nobody's going to call about the shot, huh, mister?
I guess not.
No, I guess not. Now, I think you should spill all the lime syrup on the floor. Would you do that, please?
Oh, now, why? That's such a waste.
Because I think it would be a good thing to do.
Hey, watch out with a gun. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Look, what do you want from me? Money? Look, take what I got. Little girl, would you please stop blowing that thing?
Why do you insist on calling me little girl? I told you my name was Barbara.
Oh, now it's Barbara, huh? Before you said Joan.
Did I? I'm sorry. Oh, I guess I don't want your money.
Well, what do you want? Huh? Look. I'm an old man. I'm all alone in this world. I got nobody. Don't get me wrong. That's the way I always wanted it. But my heart, it's not so good, you know. I don't expect you to feel sorry, but could I just sit down for a minute?
Oh, no. I don't think I want you to sit down, thank you.
Why? Why are you doing this to me? Why me? You must have me mixed up with somebody else.
Oh, no, mister. I haven't got you mixed up with anybody else. I came to see you.
Well, what do you want from me anyway?
Oh, all right. If you're going to make such a fuss, you may sit down.
Thank you.
Comfortable? Now, would you please get up?
Oh, for the love of...
And now, sit down again.
Huh?
Only over there. In the other chair, please.
Oh. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to me? Look, little girl, I'm almost dead. It's nearly 5 a.m. Go home. Please stop doing this to me. Stop. I never done anything to you. I never done anything to anybody. I don't get myself involved, never. So why do you pick on me? Why do you pick on me for this horror?
Well, if you're going to act like an old crybaby, mister, I guess I better shoot you.
No.
Then why don't you count from 50 to 0? By 2.
But why? Why?
Because I think that would be a good thing to do before I shoot you. Go ahead, please. Then maybe I won't shoot you for a while. Maybe I won't shoot you till... 6:23.
Huh?
I said that would be a good time to shoot you. So please count from 50 back to 0 by 2s. Then we'll think of other things to do. Until 6:23. All right?
Huh. 44, 42, 43, 40. Little girl, I can't think. I just, oh, okay, okay. 36, 34, 30.
It's 6:21.
Yeah. Yes, so what?
Well, you haven't broken that last doll heads yet. You can break it by pressing down on it with this chair leg. Please do that.
Why do you want to shoot me? And why 6:23? Why? Didn't I do everything you wanted? I took all the toys and the games and the dolls off the shelves and I smashed them for you. Well, wasn't that nice of me, little girl? You see, that last doll is broken. How's that?
Thank you. Oh, dear, now it's 6:22. We simply must wait till 6:23.
Yeah, but you're not really going to shoot me. Yes. Oh, please, no. Please, I beg you, little girl, you can't just kill me. All right. I know what you're thinking. Nobody had missed me. Well, so what? Nobody had missed me. That's the way I want it. Don't you understand?
I wasn't thinking that, mister. You were.
Help! Help! Somebody help me! But all the streets are empty. All the streets are so empty.
Well, what do you know? It's 6:23 now. And that's a very good time to shoot you. Would you please turn around,
no.
Mister?
No. Poochie, help me!
That's silly, Mister. Poochie is just a cat. Now, I'm going to spell two long words. Then I'm going to multiply 13 by 30. Then I'm going to shoot you.
I beg you. Oh, no. No. Please.
Hippopotamus.
Please don't do
it. HIPPOTAMUS. Establishment. ESTABLISHMENT. And finally, 13 times 30 is 390. Now.
No!
Bang! Pachoo! Bang! Gotcha!
What are you doing to me?
Oh, honestly, I'm shooting you, mister. Can't you tell that? Bang! You're dead, mister. Why don't you fall down?
I just don't understand.
You're play dead, mister. Oh, mister, you're so funny. You're so very old and funny. There. And now I'll be going. It's almost light out.
Going?
Yes. Thank you for the lovely time. Perhaps I'll come back again. Then we can play some more.
Play?
Yes. I think that would be a good thing to do. You seem like such a lonely man. Goodbye, mister.
Wait. Who are you? What are you? Oh, look at my store. Ruined. I gotta get help. Gotta call somebody. Who'd understand? Would care enough to understand. Nobody. Well, that's the way I wanted. Oh, Bootsy, I'm so frightened. I'm so very, very frightened. What was that little girl? She's gone. I can't even remember what she looked like. All I can hear is that terrible noise. I'll I'll never forget that noise. The rest is all a blur. Like a bad dream. Oh, Butchie. There was a little girl here. Wasn't there?
Theater 5 has presented Little Girl, Little Girl, written by Romeo Muller, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Ian Martin, Linda Ross, and Arthur Anderson. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technicians Ed Blaney and Bernard Fambro. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.
It's going to do it for this episode of The Horror. I'll be back Saturday with something from Beyond Midnight. Meantime, there's more old-time radio. Best episodes from this show, all the others, more from Theater 5, more from Beyond Midnight, more from everything. RelicRadio.com. Also links there to our forum, Facebook page, Shoutcast stream, and our donate button if you'd like to help support it all. Thank you very much, those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again Saturday with another episode of The Horror.